scientific estimates, Mr. Dudley, have been vastly higher.
I kind of look at this as a sort of, you know, bad news. I mean, you may say...
ought to come clean with the American people and let us know exactly what...
After an intermission, I stood up with my son.
I got the sucker. I hate Jews.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't... World-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And for those of you who are watching our video feed on our website right now and listening to the audio, I apologize if your eardrums keep getting blown out night after night, week after week, month after month. But the good news is our favorite engineer and all-around nice girl, Elaine Hernandez, will be here this month, and we're putting in limiting equipment and we're putting in processing equipment. And we're also going to get rid of...
I hate Jews.
Rick Sanchez. Yeah. I'm kidding. All right. Immigration activists take over city streets in Seattle and Los Angeles. We're going to be talking with Dave Oliva, who is a law enforcement student. He's a criminal justice student at L.A. Canyon College. We'll be talking to him. He's an aspiring Los Angeles police officer. He is of Hispanic descent, and he is going to talk to us about the Arizona immigration law. You know, I had this thought, and I think I shared it with you guys last night. To my way of thinking, the biggest profilers out there are not the cops and not the supporters of this law. The biggest profilers out there are the opponents of the law. Because they profile cops. They basically say, this law sucks. Why is that? Cops are too stupid to know the difference between a citizen and someone who's here illegally. They're too stupid to know how to judiciously and how to, in a very even-handed way, administer, you know, the enforcement aspect of this. So we'll see. 877-876-PHIL is the number. A survey says your wives would rather sleep or read than have sex with you. Well, you already knew that, right? All right. And also, our affiliate spotlight tonight on Washington, D.C.'s WTNT 570 AM. Happy to be back on the air in Washington, D.C. and in Lafayette, Louisiana, KVOL 1330 AM. Dave Oliva is a law enforcement student at L.A. Canyon College, and we have him on the line here with us tonight to talk about this Arizona law. Because, Dave, you know, I guess it was right after the law was passed, I saw at least one Arizona cop, I think it was a Tucson cop, say that he was going to sue so that he would not have to enforce this law. Did you see that?
I think I remember the police officer a little bit, Phil. I'm not completely clear on him, no, but I know that has been the response of law enforcement. It's unfortunate, I think, to, you know, when you have a police officer say that he's going to refuse to enforce a law, it's not a good thing you want to hear, you know, but I know it's confusing.
Well, what do you think? Now, you're not a police officer per se, but you're aspiring to join the L.A. Police Academy, is that correct?
Oh, yes, sir. Right now I'm taking criminal justice at L.A. Canyon College, and hopefully, you know, knock wood, you know, and the creek don't rise. I will then get my Associate of Arts degree, then I will attend Los Angeles Police Academy, and then I will also continue my studies in law enforcement, I should say criminal justice, at the four-year university level. As far as this law in Arizona goes?
Yeah, tell me what you think, and if you were in the position of a police officer in Arizona right now, how would you approach this?
Well, I have a slightly different view of this law, and I think that people need to understand, first of all, that, I support the police, obviously, because I want to make it my profession, I don't think that there is a better calling in life, I think, than to... be involved in law enforcement, but I think you're asking for a level of intelligence from, like, cops, you know, that may not be there, because what you're asking cops to know how to do is to how to tell a Mexican apart from, say, another person who may look like a Mexican. If you, you know, for instance, Mr. Henry, that we have in our society, like Germans and French and Swedish people, or Canadians or something, who look like Mexicans. Cops are good people, but they're not smart enough to know, you know, a Mexican when they see one, especially in a state like Arizona or in California, where everybody is, obviously they're in the sun a lot, there's a lot of tanning that goes on. Would you have the amount of tanning that goes on with the level of tanning, with the, especially in the summer months, where people darken because of their sunbathing or going to the sun, and suddenly everyone looks like a Mexican, you're not going to find the average police officer smart enough to know if it's a Mexican or a different person.
All right, well, you know, for a guy that's aspired to be a police officer, so this is a pretty powerful thing for you to say that cops are not smart enough, you know.
Well, it's not because I don't, I love police. I mean, my whole life they've been my heroes, you know, and I want to be a police officer. But one of the reasons why I want to be a police officer is because I know that my options in life are limited. I'm not Albert Einstein, you know. I know I'm not going to set any records. I'm not going to change the world or anything, but I know I can do something good, and I think that's what police recognize. They're not going to be great baseball players. They're not going to be great like a president or something, or they're not going to be no like what have you, but at least they can do something, you know. And so if you're not smart enough to do a lot of the more important jobs, you still have one that you can do, and that's to be police. And so I don't want it to sound, you know.
Well, what I'm saying is this. If you're telling me, and we're talking about Dave Oliva, who's an aspiring police officer, about the Arizona immigration law, if you're telling me the cops are just not smart enough to tell Mexicans apart from other people, are there people that are smart enough?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, if you work in military intelligence, if you're working... you have a high level law enforcement position, a high level enforcement position like FBI or CIA or people who are involved in the interdiction of criminality on a larger scale, say, than just like a state or a municipality but if you are, you're not going to be no member of the Tucson, the Bisbee County Sheriff. You know, I mean, in a lot of ways, I'm grateful that I'm going to the L.A. Police Academy, because that is a little bit higher and a little bit more, more smarter than Bisbee, you know, the Tucson, Bisbee County, you know, what have you, you know.
So now what you're doing here is you're saying that the Arizona cop is dumber than the California cop. Okay, and I think what you're going to do is you're going to get a lot of people confused. First of all, it's difficult for me to listen to you.
I'm not putting down police officers. Again, they're my heroes. You have to understand that.
No, well, it's a little difficult for you to say that, and yet I'm hearing you put down... You're saying that cops are not smart enough to know how to enforce this law. They don't know the difference between Mexicans?
No, I said that they're not smart enough to know the difference between, like, a Mexican or a Russian or something, because Russians, if, for instance, you've seen people from Eastern Europe who will be coming to America in ever more large amounts, because America is the greatest country in the world, and there's going to be more and more, you know, Russians coming here because of just how bad it is, you know, and it always was. Now, you ask a cop to know the difference between a Russian and a Mexican... you're asking a lot, you know.
What am I asking? See, first of all, if you're a you're not a police officer yet, Dave, so I don't know how you would be able to answer this, but I'll ask it anyway.
I mean, I've taken a law for it. I mean, don't assume just because I'm not no cop now that I can't answer your question.
All right. Well, how would you go about applying this? How would you go about enforcing this law? You see somebody. You just said to me, with the summer months coming up, people will be more tanned. Especially in states like Arizona?
Yeah, in states like Arizona and Texas. If you think about it, Mr. Henry, the border states obviously are states to the south, and they are the bordering the country of Mexico, I mean. They're going to be hot. There's a lot of tanning. You have a level of tanning, obviously, and also New Mexico, don't forget about that, a level of tanning that goes on that is a higher level of tanning per capita than, say, in Oregon or, you know, like Maine or something. I mean, you're not going to have the level of tanning.
The level of tanning what? In Maine?
Yeah, in Maine, like Duke. So if you have a police officer and you've said to him, this is the immigration law and I want to make sure that Mexicans are not in the country illegally, and you're in a part of the season where there's a high level of tanning, you also have police officers that are not as smart as you See, I don't know what people think. Cops are good people, but they're not the, like, what do you call it, like the brightest bulb on the tree, you know?
All right, you've said that, which I find curious because you want to be a police officer. But you are saying to me, you're not the brightest bulb of the tree.
No, I mean, I'm not. I'm not trying to make out like I'm somebody special. You know?
No, I know that, but you're saying that you're not smart enough to know the difference between a Mexican and a Canadian. You know,
look, what I'm saying is, cops are brave, cops are good people. You know, cops are, you know, but we're just like the average Joe. Only we, you know, the only difference between a cop and an average guy that you see, who is like a truck driver or like a teacher, is that we have guns. Otherwise, we're just like everybody else. We're no different. The average person, they don't know the difference between a Russian and a Mexican or a Canadian, you know? Well, neither do we. The average person wouldn't know. I mean, they don't take into account tanning. Neither do we. The average person sees a Mexican and automatically assumes he's illegal, and they don't yet think, oh, wait a minute, I know he's a Mexican. He might be a citizen. Neither do we. We don't do that neither. So that's all I'm saying. We're doing the best we can, but like Harvard graduates don't become cops. You know, junior college, okay, if you drop out, you can be a cop. And now you want us to take on this type of responsibility. We know our limitation, okay?
Well, you're making it sound like all cops are sort of undereducated. And I have to tell you, Dave, I've met cops that have four-year degrees.
That's very rare, though, you know.
Well, I don't know, but I've met cops with four-year degrees, degrees in criminal justice, lawyers.
There's no cop that's going to be a lawyer. You know, there's nobody who's going to be a cop if you can be a lawyer. So four-year degrees from, and also you have to understand that these are four-year degrees from, like, schools like Cal State Northridge or Ball State or Holy Cross or some places that are, okay, you got me, they're four-year universities, okay, but there's no way, you know, anybody's going to look at a degree from, like, whatever you want to call it, like Troy, you know, or something, and go, oh, wow, you know.
But there's still four-year degrees. There's still law degrees. I don't know what it is you're saying. There's still law degrees, and there's still four-year degrees. So to say the cops are undereducated.
Well, I'm just saying no cop is going to be, like, enforcing the Arizona Bisbee County, you know, or Flagstaff immigration statute when he could be FBI or any of the other branches of law enforcement, you know.
All right, well, Dave Oliva joins us. David, thank you, and we're going to take some phone calls, okay?
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
And Dave is an aspiring Los Angeles police officer. We talk about the Arizona immigration law, a law that he says most police officers are not equipped to enforce because they just don't, and I will use your words, Dave, they're not smart enough. They're not intelligent enough.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm putting down police, but I know what our limitation is. The difference between a Mexican.
No, I understand that the Mexicans, and there's a lot of tanning that goes on. And all of that is well and good, but you're essentially saying cops are not smart enough to know the difference between a Mexican and a tanned German or something like that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk here with Dave Oliva, an aspiring LAPD officer. Also, he's taking criminal justice in junior college and hopes to go on to the Los Angeles Police Academy. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show at 877-876-PHIL. And don't forget, we're online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Live streaming video and audio right now.
Phil Henry.
I don't know, like, no German that looks like a Mexican.
Phil Henry.
Phil, we can turn that music down so I'm not bleeding from the ears. And we're talking here with Dave Oliva, and Dave is a L.A. Aspiring L.A. police officer. David, before we get to some of our phone calls, you're talking about a law that cops have to enforce in Arizona. You say that they're not smart enough to enforce the law. You say, in fact, nobody is, except for maybe the CIA. Can you explain that?
Well, I mean, look, I'm not trying to, again, I feel bad because I think a lot of people are going to think that I don't appreciate police officers, like I said, are my heroes. You know, they always will be my heroes. But I don't think nobody, you know, not cops, like I said, are just like everybody else, except we get to carry a gun and basically, you know, tell people what to do and everything. But the average person, anybody that you see, it's very difficult to know the difference between a Mexican and, like, if you were to...
Let me ask you something. What would cause you as a police officer to ask somebody if they're an illegal or to suspect that someone's illegal?
What would cause me to question them?
Yeah. To ask if they're, you know, if they have their documentation.
Well, I think the first thing, you just have to go with common sense. You know, are they eating, or are they, you know, it sounds, again, like I said, Mr., I'm not FBI or anything.
No, I'm not asking you to be FBI. Just be as good a police officer as you can be, as fair. As you know, I heard a guy say once, he was a chief of police in a small town. He said, I tell my guys to be just, but I tell them to, obviously, he says, I want a police officer who has a sense of mercy, you know?
Yeah.
So, using that, what would you...
Well, I mean, are they eating, you know, I could see a guy who's, if he's at a churro stand, is it within a block radius of the suspect? You would look at that?
If what?
If there's a churro stand within a block radius,
you know, a churro stand.
Yes, sir. If they're getting out of a car, of a truck, there's cleaning equipment or whatever. A lot of Mexican females are short. Is she short? Is she carrying a bucket? If you see a short woman and a bucket, you know, it's like asking an American soldier in Iraq, you know, what's the difference between a Shiite and a Sunni? What's the difference between a Mexican And like a tan German, you know. Well, there is no real difference. It's basically the same guy, except somehow there's like Mexican DNA or something. I don't know.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Dave Oliva with us, an aspiring police officer who says it's impossible to ask the police in Arizona or anywhere else to enforce this immigration law. Cops just aren't smart enough to do it. Here's Adam in Boston. Adam, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dave Ola. Go ahead, sir.
Again, Mr. Ernie, I don't want that impression to be left that I think cops are bad people.
No, I know that. I understand that. Go ahead, Adam.
Yes, hi. My comment is that there are more than anyone can think the amount of illegal foreigners in this country. And more than anyone than the government could ever think, they are willing to spend thousands of dollars to become legal and be able to work and live free in this country. What the government needs to do is to find them for the time that they live here without paying taxes.
Yeah, but how are you going to find them? You know, that's the whole thing. How are you going to find them?
The U.S. government
because
knows
like,
what these people
they
are.
Just said to me, if I'm going to be a police officer, I don't know the difference between, like, a Mexican and an Italian, would you?
You don't have to know.
I don't think so.
There's no need to know such a thing. That's
you do have to know if it's a Mexican.
There's absolutely no need to know what the person looks like. If someone goes over the speed limit and they need to be pulled over and the police officer pulls them over, that's what you do, regardless if they're from the United States, from Germany, whatever the country is. They'll get pulled over for going above the limit, and then.
Right, but I'm not going to ask a guy who's got blonde hair, you know. Hey, are you a Mexican? I mean, forget it. You know,
it's not a matter.
I'm not going to do that.
Anybody, where they're from? It's not a matter of asking where they're from. It's a matter of following the law, which means you went over the speed limit, you get pulled over, give me your documentation, such as your driver's license, and then you go beyond that. If the law requires to go beyond that, and if it doesn't, you don't go beyond that. It's not a matter of what the person looks like.
Most cops aren't smart. Most cops are not smart. Most cops are not smart. Are you in the CIA? Because most cops aren't smart enough to know that. They don't know about it.
Over the person who lives in Maine has more 10 than the person who lives in Boston and blah, blah, blah. That's not intelligent. That's pathetic. It's not intelligent. It's that comment should never even come out of your mouth. This is not an intelligent
thing. What are you talking about? No, I just said there's more tanning.
They want to. That's
there's more tanning. You know it's more tanning, right? There's more tanning in the summertime?
It doesn't matter. Number one, you're degrading
more
the
tanning.
Department by making the comments you made. By
no,
sir. Basically said flat out that they're not intelligent enough to...
They're not smart enough, yeah.
Another.
Okay, Adam, I
got to
take a break. 877-876 Phil. Dave Oliver with us. He says cops aren't smart enough to enforce the immigration law.
Phil.
Well, the tanning.
I know about tanning. We'll be right back.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And don't forget, we're online every night at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. You can go watch live streaming video right now of our show, watch how the show is performed, as well as listen to the endless, it seems, amount of archived hours that we have. It's all there at philhendryshow.com, and you can download the show the next day. With me is Dave Oliva from L.A. Canyon College. Dave is a native of Los Angeles, but really we're talking about the Arizona immigration law and how this will affect police officers. How are they going to enforce it? And Dave, you've been very clear in your opinion that while you do respect police and that you yourself would like to be a police officer, they're not smart enough.
In my opinion, yeah. But again, when I say the police are not smart enough, I'm saying they're just like everybody else. Nobody is smart enough, except for, as I mentioned, the level like CIA, FBI. I mean, if it existed, and I know that it does not exist, but like in the TV show like Man from U.N.C.L.E., okay, I'm just making this up, but if there was a man from U.N.C.L.E., okay, he would probably do it too. But I want to make another point, Phil, about enforcing this law. There are a million ways of getting around this law for the price of hair dye. If I pull someone over and they dye their hair blonde, if I'm a Mexican and I go, I'll make my hair blonde. The other thing that also needs to be spoken about right now is that I'm Hispanic. I'm a police officer, let's say, and I'm Hispanic, and I do want to be a police officer. If I pull over a man who has obvious European, he looks like he's from Germany or like Finland or something, as a Hispanic, I become automatically deferential. And so that also...
What do you mean automatically deferential? In what sense?
Because in the DNA... You know, it's all DNA, if you've been hearing about it. My DNA says mostly, you know, like, go get his breakfast or something. And so it's difficult that way, too. So if you have Hispanic police officers and they're pulling over a European, they're going to back up a step and go, wow, you know. And then, oh, yeah, I remember, I'm a cop. These are the things, you know... I wish people would understand this. First.
Well, you're saying this law is unenforceable because cops aren't smart enough. That's what you're saying. They're too stupid. You mentioned tanning. You heard what that gentleman from Boston said. It's got nothing to do with it. It has to do with just asking for documents, okay?
Yeah, but no cop is going to make more work for himself unless he has to. You're going to ask the guy for his documents. He's going to have to look like a Mexican, and that he could be a German or something.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Do you agree, and I can't imagine, and I don't agree, Dave, I'm sorry, that the police officer is not smart enough to enforce the Arizona immigration law. And by the way, you also said that there's a difference between cops in this country. An L.A. cop is going to be smarter than, what did you call it, Bisbee?
Yeah, Bisbee County, that's where, Bisbee County is where, it's Bisbee, you know. And are you telling me that a Bisbee sheriff is going to be smarter than a LAPD? I don't think so.
Well, that's a slam on Bisbee sheriff. You say all cops are stupid. 877-876-PHIL. Let's get on to a phone call here tonight. We have Joe in Charlotte, North Carolina, listening on WBCN. Joe, welcome to our program. Go ahead.
Well, I did not say police are stupid, Mr. Henry. I said they're like everybody else.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Joe, I'm actually a sworn police officer with a four-year
yes, sir.
Degree in criminal justice, and I actually got accepted to law school and decided that I didn't want to let them go. I decided I wanted to help put them away. So I'm absolutely insulted by this guy's perception of a police officer. If that's what that perception of a police officer is, he'll never make it. as one. I've been doing it for 5 years. It absolutely takes intelligence just to stay alive on the streets, much less get accepted to the academy and pass all the extensive training. Our test just to get accepted to the academy takes 3 hours to complete, full written, physical requirements, everything. That we have to take polygraphs, we have to go through a lot. So to even suggest that someone, and that's for every state, to even suggest that police officers do not have the competency level to determine whether or not someone is illegal or not is an insult.
Well,
Hold on, slow down.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. But then I want Dave to respond to this.
Okay. Well, the guy's made a lot of interesting points, you know.
Well, let go ahead, Joe.
Okay, and also you need to realize, Dave, once you actually go through the academy and you get some police training, which is 640 hours of practical application, you'll learn, one is, you don't ever initiate, which is what you're trying to talk about, it's called a Terry stop, which is a voluntary interaction between a citizen and a police officer over the fact that they either look one way or the other. That's unconstitutional.
Hey, every cop knows that what you're talking about is like, nobody's going to do that. I mean, like, do you know if a guy's wearing a long-sleeve shirt? Do you know if he's Mexican? No, you don't.
What are you talking about? Listen to me for a minute. Voluntary actions between a police officer and a citizen are covered under what they call a Terry stop, which means that the citizen is free to leave at any time, and it's a voluntary action. What you're trying to suggest is that we detained them under the Fourth Amendment rights, which the law gives a sworn police officer the right to suspend your Fourth Amendment rights and allows me to lawfully detain you for reasonable suspicion and or probable cause.
Yeah,
so what you're trying
talking
to,
about
you're, what you're
more,
trying to
more,
say
99% of cops don't know that.
Are you kidding me?
That's
one of the standard tests to even initiate a stop, man. That's what I'm saying. You have
no idea
what you're talking about. Don't speak for police officers right now, because you're not.
Was the law school you went to accredited?
All right, wait a minute. Wait, guys, I got to jump in here. I'm the host of the show, and forgive me, both gentlemen. Joe, you're making very good points. I want Dave to respond, but Dave, but hold on, Joe. Dave, when you say was the law school accredited that Joe went to, what is that supposed to mean?
Because he says he graduated from law school. Okay, but why would you want to be a cop when you could be like Perry Mason, or not Perry Mason, but you know what I'm saying? Why do you want to be a cop? Okay, because
why do you want to be a cop? I know why I want to, because that's why I became one.
Because cops are my heroes. Ever since I was a kid, they were my heroes, and I want to be a cop. And also, I'm not, and you know this, Joe, because you're not either. Neither one of us are smart enough to do anything else, you know?
If you're going to be a police officer just because you're not smart enough to do anything else, you're picking the wrong profession. The profession
well,
is
you
going to because you actually want to save lives and you want to prevent people who can't help themselves, and you want to protect them because they can't protect themselves. You are going to be the person that has to defend other people. I know a lot of people that cannot protect themselves, and I am that one person that can stop them from getting hurt. It's your job to protect people
when
they can't do that. If you're going in this because you want to carry a gun, wrong job, man.
That's not where I want to be. I would ask you this. If a Mexican dyes his hair blonde, how do you know that it's a Mexican?
What you're missing the point is you don't pull someone over because of the color of their hair. That's against the law.
The law
in Arizona does not permit you as a sworn officer to initiate a stop or a Terry stop, which is a voluntary contact, just because you suspect that they're an illegal alien. You have to have reasonable suspicion that they have committed a crime that is under your general jurisdiction, which means that you have a general statute that says that this person is breaking that law. Then, at that time, you are allowed to proceed with further investigation under that general statute.
But you said, you're not making a lot of sense, Francis. You said an illegal changeling. What's that?
What?
He said if they're an illegal changeling.
What he's saying.
He said you said an illegal changeling. You didn't say that.
Yeah, that Clint Eastwood movie. That's Well,
I didn't say that at all.
Okay.
I said in order to initiate any type of interaction with these guys, they have to break the law.
All right. I think you made your point, Joe. That's a very good point. You're a very good point, and thank you for your service to your community.
Wait a minute. I mean, he says he's in Charlotte, and that's a big city, but what about Bisbee County? Are you ready to vouch for Bisbee? I don't think so.
All right. Anyway, Dave, thanks so much. Joe, thanks so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. So what are you saying now?
All I'm saying, Mr. Henry, is that gentleman says he was a lawyer, then he's a cop, then he went to, he's a little confused.
No, he said he went to a four-year school, and he did take the law, and he could be a lawyer, but he decided to become a police officer.
Okay, that's right. But if he's saying to me that I'm going to initiate a cherry stop or something, is he going a cherry stop? I don't know what that is, but I can tell you this much. No cop follows these, what we call candy ass, okay? Nobody goes candy ass, okay?
What do you mean candy ass?
No cop is going to do a lot of candy ass. Yeah, you have to be legal. Yeah, you got to be constitutional and everything, but you don't go, I better not because he's a Mexican. It's called candy ass, C-A. Or what you call a CS, which is a cherry stop.
A cherry stop.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
And that's called candy ass?
Yeah, it's meaningless, But a lot of cops, like that cop, he'll do a cherry stop because it's easy.
I didn't know what he meant by cherry stop. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call. Ricky in Miami, you're on with Dave Oliva tonight as we talk about the Arizona immigration law. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, first of all, I've been a cop for over 26 years. I'm still active. I work here in South Florida, which is a melting pot. A lot of it has to do with where you are geographically, with what it consists. I think
there's
a lot of Cubans too. I'm sorry?
Right? There are a lot of Cubans in Miami. Which makes
there's a lot of everything here in Miami.
Yeah, exactly,
Okay, but,
How do you do that? How are you going to do that?
I don't think we need to say that cops can't enforce this law because they're not smart enough.
Have you done a charity?
I've had the opportunity to work with cops that have gone on to become lawyers here in Miami.
Yeah, they got smart enough. Yeah, but if
you don't get smart enough, police officers are very smart individuals for the most part.
Well, for the most part, they're good enough. I mean, they're smart, as smart as the average guy. But if you get smarter, then yeah, you'll be a lawyer.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I went to a police academy, which was very competitive. Okay,
uh-huh.
And in that. Yeah. Academy class, we got out a deputy chief, and we're a 300-plus man police department. A deputy chief,
cop.
Two captains,
cop.
Majors, lieutenants,
cop.
And you...
Cop.
Well, what do you mean,
hello?
cop?
The guy's just telling me all they are cops.
All right, but they're
we
high...
We got a bunch of smart guys. High-ranking officers in the department.
I would like to think, and I know the Miami police are the best. Like, are you Miami-Dade, or, like, what are you? Miami-Dade is the best, man. I mean, only one I know better is LAPD, right? But,
Sir, with all due respect to you, I don't even know why they're entertaining you in this show, because you're belittling.
What are you talking about? Well, I'm just saying that
officers when officers are out there trying to do the right thing for the most part. For officers to do something else now, which is to enforce immigration.
You can't do it, and so they're saying, like, go out and see if a Mexican dyes his hair, is that a Mexican? I'm like, I don't know what they want me to do.
Like the other officer that called in, got to have cause. You just can't contact and stop people, because they look like a Mexican or they look like a Honduran or a Nicaraguan.
I mean, I'm for one. You know that.
All right.
If you want to see me because of what I do for a living, you know, the type of work I do, you'll think I'm a Mexican. You know, with my long hair and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't know what you're trying to say, why they're entertaining you in belittling law enforcement.
We're gonna move on, but I appreciate your comments very much, Ricky. Ricky is a police officer in South Florida. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. And you know that gentleman's referring to, why do we have you on the show, Dave, when you're belittling the police?
Because I'm not. I'm telling the truth and being honest. I love police officers, but I know that we are not good enough to look at a guy and go, oh, yeah. You know, and when he talks about a cherry stop, even if I do a cherry stop, I still going to look at a guy and I'm going to go, okay, is it a German? Is it a, what is it? Is it Russian? Or is she Russian? Well, if it's she, I'd still say, is it? But then you're also thinking about, you know, that's the other thing. If it's a female and you're wondering, you know, do I want to ask it out? You know, what is it?
All right, hold on. 877, do I want to ask it out? 877-876-PHIL, talking to Dave Oliva, an aspiring police officer, about the Arizona immigration law, which he says, forget it, it's impossible for the police to enforce it. It's cops are just not bright enough. 877-876-PHIL, it's the world famous, online right now, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back to our program. You can listen to us online and watch our live video as well at philhendryshow.com. Dave Oliva joining me. Dave is not a police officer. He wants to be a police officer. You are going to, you hope, attend LA, the LA Police Academy over there in Elysian Park, right?
Elysian Park, which is also where I don't know if it's still over there or not, but if it is over there, it's near Dodger Stadium. That's where Dodger Stadium is, but that's what I hope to do, you know. But I don't hope if it's today. I don't care if it's not in Elysian Park or something like
that. No, I'm not asking you that, but here's my question. You've heard about three or four police officers say on the show tonight that you don't just pull somebody over if they look like a Mexican, you know? That you have to have a stop that is predicated on some perceived infraction, and the officer then pulls the person over, or otherwise, you know, talks to the person, and then asks them for their documentation. Correct?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But I'm telling you right now, that's what's called candy ass. You ain't gonna do that, you know. You're gonna.
What do you mean you're not gonna do that? Why would that be candy ass?
Because first of all, if you see a guy and it's a Mexican, you're gonna want to do it. You know, you just got the word that. There's a new immigration law, and you want to enforce it, and so you just want to do it, you know? But how do I do that when he looks like a Russian, if it's a Russian or something like that? I don't know, all right? So I'm not going to do nothing, right? Well, by the time I finally do pull a guy over, and now he's like a blonde, and so I have the DNA of a Mexican, I want to, you know, get his breakfast or something, or if I...
See, that's the other thing I don't understand, the DNA of a Mexican. You're a cop.
Yeah, no, I know I'm a cop, but there's the momentary, you're thrown off. You're just thrown off momentarily. Okay, there's that. Then you're saying, okay, you were speeding, but what I'm really thinking is his hair dyed? Why is he wearing a long-sleeve shirt? Is there tanning involved? You know.
All right, so your whole mind is on this immigration thing. It's not even on the speeding ticket.
Because eventually I know that if I'm going to have to look at the guy's documentation, it's going to tell me the guy's legal, but how do I know?
I just would say to you, Dave, you're not a cop yet, and you're listening to a lot of cops telling you that that's not exactly quite the way it is. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joanne in Aurora, Colorado, listening to us on KTNI tonight. Joanne, go ahead. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, good evening, Phil, and
hi.
Hello, Dave.
Yes.
I have a different take on this kind of thing.
I am
married to a cop, and he served for 30 years. And
is this a lady?
Yes, my name's Joanne.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was
Joanne.
A gentleman.
Oh, that's okay. No, that's okay. I have a low voice. No problem, Dave. But yeah. Anyway, yes, my husband is a police officer for 30 years in a major city. And when I was a little girl, my dad, who
is
was a firefighter. I'm sorry?
Would Dave let the lady finish, okay?
Well, she said a major city. I thought it was her. Did you see her husband, right? Forgive me to ask this. Your husband's a man. And the reason why I ask that is, and that's Denver?
Okay, go ahead, Joanne.
Okay, and when I was a little girl, my dad, who was a Denver firefighter for 26 years, told me that there's a huge difference between attorneys and police officers. He said a lot of police officers can be attorneys. Very few attorneys can be police officers. Now, when Dave goes through the training and everything,
can't live on the
I'm
salary.
Afraid
yeah, they can't,
Dave
they can't live on the salary.
One thing. Dave
you
doesn't
live
have
on the salary.
Any common sense. And if Dave wasn't so busy being a racist himself, he would
but
know
you can't live
when
on the
you
salary.
Have an encounter, when you have
salary, right?
Do you have credit card debt? Is it difficult? Just
I'm not able to hear. Is there a problem?
Oh, yeah, there's a problem. We've had a problem for a long time. Long time.